Dan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Saturday.
Buckle up your britches.
We got a good show this week.
I'm excited.
We got a lot of stuff happening.
Tuna rolls.
Someone mentioned rolls?
Tuna rolls. All right, I'm going to start something off. We'll get this underway.
Get this fucker started off.
Big news coming up in the month of October, horror fans.
It's Halloween. That's the big fucking news.
But not only that, are you one of those people that are always bitching and whining and complaining that there are no more horror movies at the drive-in? Well, guess what? Come August 14th and the 15th, there will be horror movies at the drive-in. The Boulevard drive-in.
Get your ass down here to the Boulevard.
I thought it was going to be in September. It's in August.
Fuck no, baby.
No, October.
Oh, October.
Yep. October.
Didn't he just say August?
Did I?
October. Yeah. No, he said, come on, he said October.
He said October.
August, man.
Anyway.
Yeah, because that prefaced right into Halloween.
Anyway. Movies haven't been announced yet, but the official Boulevard Drive-In Theater.
I heard Slugs might be one of them.
Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page, and they will keep you up to date on all the exciting news developing. Anyway, a couple of things that they have posted on their Facebook page, and we'll go ahead and relate everybody.
Scream Queen contest.
Two nights of classic triple feature horror movies. Now, these are the same three movies for both nights, from what I understand. That could change. But anyway.
Yeah, but you could watch Slugs back to back.
Oh, of course. If that's one of the movies.
I think it is.
Anyway.
I think Slugs is.
Costume contest.
I know what I'm going as.
Scream Queen contest.
I might enter both contests.
Vendors and much more. $20 per carload, movies are to be announced. And Saturday, special guests, Marlena Midnight and Robin Graves from the Midnight Mausoleum. If nobody's familiar with that,
get familiar.
You can see their show airing on Fridays at 9 p.m. on themonsterchannel.com.
I love that.
Man, I'd rather have you guys be the special guest. Come on. Well, you're supposed to be there.
We're working on it, baby. You guys need to be there.
Have you seen them?
We are in talks.
We're not going to compete with that. Have you seen what they look like?
Yeah, they're pretty hot, dude.
What? What the hell?
I'll sit in the back of my Ranger and watch the show.
They're a hell of a lot better looking than we are. But anyway,
come on, Todd, we know our place in the fucking ladder.
We're trying to do a special live show.
You got
to
be there live, man. You guys need to be there.
Especially considering
it was your idea to begin with.
It wasn't our idea. They just happened to
have the same idea.
They just happened to be listening to our show for the last fucking year and hear all of our ideas and
that's right.
Make it reality.
Also, Grimm's Tattoo, I guess, will be there.
Yeah, the Mr. West is going to be there.
And for all the kiddies, Red Circle will be there doing face painting.
How cool would that be? Get you a leather face tattoo?
They're going to have kids at this thing.
Yeah, it's all ages, man.
Why, man?
Because we got to pass it on to the younger generation.
How the hell are we supposed to play stuff like Cannibal Holocaust with a bunch of brats hanging out?
Hey, how old was you when you seen Cannibal Holocaust?
Yeah. Probably about, I don't know, 7, 8.
There you go. That's why you need
but
kids
But I was
at
different
the
than the kids today. These suckers can't even my handle kids, Barney.
My little one's at home right now watching The Exorcist by herself.
Man, that is it. Shit. I gotta have a drink, I swear.
Oh. Calling in the Westmar Union.
Circle the wagons.
Find the grievance.
Call up the spaceship.
Alrighty. You watching the movie?
Hell Night.
Hell Night.
With a grown-up Linda Blair fighting for her life in a mansion of death.
Even in Hell Night, she was a prude.
She had that great ivory brooch.
You should watch her in Chained
She had a great brooch the whole night.
Chained Heat.
I love that movie,
Chained
man.
Heat. It showed their titties.
I know, but I like Hell Night, man. That's a good flick.
It is
dude,
a good movie. I wish it was a little bloodier.
From, who's the little jock dude from Rock and Roll High School?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He's that's not the Cobra Kai guy, dude.
It
isn't.
Fuck yeah, it is. That guy's kid? Everywhere.
I just wish it was a little more
gore.
Yeah.
Gore-tastic.
Yeah. Because it was cut so bad during its initial release.
Other than the one where they got the decomposing family in the basement.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome, man. That thing's got great fucking plots, shit flopping around.
Linda Blair.
Linda Blair running around.
Saving dogs and
pulling the pig.
Yeah. I watched The Incredible Melting Man.
That's a good one.
Dude, you see that
That's
part?
That's a classic.
That Gore. Part where he chucks the fucking cop over the edge into the fucking electric lines and he's just sitting there smoking and dripping and the part where the head falls over the waterfall and flips around and spews shit everywhere and oozing and dripping and it's glorious.
If you name your movie that,
Netflix
you better
instant
bring,
watch, baby.
You better bring it.
Bring in your A game.
Bring a fucking melting man in the title. You better have.
He was melting all right.
I'm sure was.
There better be tapioca.
There was more shit dripping
screen,
and
man.
Fucking big. And then at the end, it's just a big pile of goo, and the black guy shakes his head. And he's like, yep, guess better scoop it up.
Scoop it up and give it to the homeless people. It's Thanksgiving. Serve it with some turkey.
I did watch. Speaking of special effects, there's a documentary on Netflix that I watched called. Fantastic Flesh, The Art of Makeup.
Oh, yeah,
effect.
I've seen that
you
on
seen
there.
That?
It's good.
Oh,
who's all on it? It's got the Master Rob on there.
Dick Smith's on there. Fucking,
Dick Smith.
Greg Nicotero, Tom Savini, Rick Baker. Fuck, just a ton of people. Talking about all the crazy cross-references and talking about how, I think, was it Nicotero? No. Who did the special effects for American Werewolf in London?
That would be Rick Baker.
Yeah.
Baker.
Rick Baker had originally signed on to do American Werewolf in London, but supposedly Landis was getting in trouble getting money for it. So he signed on to originally do the effects for The Howling at the time while they were getting ready to go into production. And Landis got the money for
bada boom, bada bing.
American Werewolf and called up Baker and said, hey, we're getting ready to do this deal. He goes, well, I've already started this movie called The Howling. So he jumped ship and went over to do American Werewolf and left his protege to do The Howling. And you can see how The Howling turned out.
One thing led to another.
Yeah, but it's pretty interesting. Highly recommend to check it out.
Atoms were split.
Zombie Mania. You're a zombie movie fan. Documentary's worth watching. A lot of cool stuff.
Is that the one with all the TNA in it?
No, that's Zombie-thon.
That's just a
clips of tits and gore.
That's just a wrist wrecker.
hey, I'm trying to look up this thing in here, guys. Incredible Melting Man was released on DVD, and now I can't find it anywhere. Only imports and bad.
I think it was released under the Midnight Movies. But I don't think it was officially released under the Midnight Movies because I know it was released on VHS with the Midnight Movies because that's how I always seen it. So I think it's probably one of those deals to where maybe they just
slid it out.
Yeah.
It's really weird because I know it's out there. I've got it at home. So I'm going, why is it no longer available?
And yeah, then
There's even a thing here from Movie Geeks. We are moviegeeks.com saying it's not available on DVD and it's never been available, but it's available all over the different countries.
Right.
And then there's bootlegs.
Right. I've got a bootleg copy that I picked up at a convention. It's pretty grainy VHS transfer. But Sideshow was another documentary I watched. If you're a fan of carnivals.
On Netflix? Really?
It's the history.
Is it newer or older stuff?
I think it's been on there for a while. I know you can pick it up on Amazon for like
$11. Has it got that weird reptilian stumpy guy without any arms or legs?
Dude, it's got them all on there.
Remember that guy? He was fucking weird. Had the fang teeth. He like covered all the bases. He wore that crazy chainmail vest.
No, these are more the beginnings of the circus sideshows and the carnivals. And so this goes all the way back to like P.T. Barnum and stuff. And well, actually, that's how the sideshow actually became to be, was they were actually called museums at the time before science and stuff started taking over.
The oddities.
And it was basically they took these museums on the roads with them when they're in these circuses, and that's how the sideshow came to be. But it's...
See?
Fucking just learn something every day.
How cool would that have been? Now we just punch in armless, legless...
on YouTube, and they flop around and...
Fangled tooth, freak-eating... turtle butts. Now,
what the hell?
Thank God for YouTube.
Thank God for YouTube.
Oh, that's about as far. I don't know. Do you have a basket case from Something Weird?
I do.
Do you have the cardboard version?
I have both.
Okay. Is your audio fucked up on your hard case version?
No.
Fucking one I got, man. It's low.
Yeah.
You got to turn it way up to even hear the audio. So I don't know if that was a.
It's coming out on Blu-ray in like what, a week or two?
Yeah. Well, it was only like $3.99.
Just pick it up then.
I was just wondering if maybe your version was better on the cardboard. Oh, DVD news. You want to go DVD news? DVD news.
Yeah, man. Let's hear it. What's new in the world of DVD?
fans of Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
VCI releasing is going to be
Conan the fucking Barbarian.
No, that's not VCI.
Who's released it, man? I need to pick that up. It was on the top shelf at Target. I was like, oh.
Did you buy it?
How much was it? I don't know. I just seen it's got the
fucking. Well, dude, you can buy a fucking
cover.
Blu-ray player for like $80.
I know.
You work all that fucking overtime. VCI releasing is going to be tossing Gorgo. Alice, Sweet Alice.
Look at me in my raincoat, the night visitor.
And Dark Knight of the Scarecrow on Blu-ray. Fall of 2011.
See, now that would be a reason to buy it. I could invest in Conan the Barbarian and Dark Knight of the Scarecrow. Be good to go.
Fans of the Devil Within Her. Crazy Little Midget Baby.
Who isn't a fan of that movie?
The details of the DVD release have been announced.
It's probably too dark for that dude up in Iowa. He probably didn't like it.
You can play it with or without Katrina's Nightmare Theater.
Oh, yeah, those are, yeah.
I'll be playing it without. The 16:9 widescreen, an interview with star John Steiner. Original trailer and reversible sleeve with or without Katrina's banner. MSRP, $20.
$20.
Well, they're getting ready to release a whole bunch of her stuff, man. And she's got a lot of pretty cool stuff on there. It's never been out.
Another one's coming out. I'm not for sure. It's an okay movie. It's not a great movie. Final Exam. You can play it also without the theater trailer. 16:9 widescreen, brand new HD master from the original negatives. Audio commentary. On-camera interviews with stars Cecil Bagdadi, Joel S. Rice, and Sherry Willis Burch. Original trailers and reversible sleeve with or without Katrina's banner. Also $20. So, 'tis about it.
That's the hot drops for next week?
Dude, there ain't shit coming out next week.
What about October?
September is the one where you need to start putting fucking money back. Everything. That's when fucking Blue Underground goes nuts. Fucking Zombie and fucking House by the Cemetery and fuck, who knows what else. Well, basket case, I'm sure it'll come out. And the, oh, shit, Mother's Day, Trauma.
On Blu-ray?
Supposed to come out on the 27th of September. August 2nd, or August 8th, I don't think there is shit coming out I didn't see. Nothing. Nothing worth a fuck, anyway.
Mother's Day on Blu-ray.
Mother's Day on Blu-ray.
Wow. You guys are never going to do those damn Glenn Danzig.
Oh, we are, because we're going to drop the name tonight.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, wait, sorry.
That's not right, Glenn Danzig. Mind. I got to get Sybil. We'll do, we're gonna do Sybil in the Glenn Danzig thing. I just got to get a copy of Sybil.
Man, hell, why don't you just pick a movie you both seen and do a damn Glenn Danzig?
Because we're going to watch fucking Sybil.
You want to draw now? Or you want to wait till the end of the show?
We should do a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger?
Let's pretend like we're going to...
Oh. If anybody doesn't know me and...
That's Tic Tac.
2 weeks from tonight.
Tonight.
2 weeks.
Tonight.
Schedule is subject to change if certain things fall in place. But we're going to be doing live film commentary.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks from tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
Todd goes, this is the first I've heard about
this. I
know,
I never heard of this before, you dirty bastard.
We've told you. Go back and listen to the show.
I'm bringing my 38-inch Panasonic. It weighs 40.
We're going to show this some bitch on the side of the building.
I guess so. But hey, we've got a digital
Sybil for the
deal in there. A digital, what do you call it? You know, projector deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool, we can do that.
I just want to see.
Show it on the wall.
I want to see Griff just snap during Sybil.
You might see me snap and leave during Sybil. Never been one of my favorites. Son of a bitch.
But anyway, we're going to be picking the movie that we're going to be doing the commentary for. So we're probably going to have to record this in a two-part deal.
Two-part.
Since most movies are an hour and a half long. And
well, we can
our
do
show's
a
only
short.
An hour.
Let's do Bieber's, man. Let's do that son of a bitch and train wreck.
The basement one?
Roadkill.
That's only 15 minutes long.
We'll just watch it four times. That'd be worth it.
The Manson family one that he did.
Oh, God, yeah.
Lord help us.
I like seeing big fat girls with straight razors.
Pulling nipples.
That are really bad gothic makeup.
That one, that's... I love you, Jimmy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for putting that on the silver screen.
Lord, I apologize. It's been 1 week since we got to see cheating lovers and cousins that marry. 5 days since they had the show with the hermaphrodite, the slut, and the crack hoe. 3 days since we heard the tale about the guy who learned his woman was a shemale. Yesterday, it occurred to me that I've been watching a bit too much Jerry Springer. Holy cow, did you see it last week? Boy, this one freaked.
Yeah.
Good old Weird Al.
You gotta love it.
Eat it. Greatest cover ever.
What are you watching this weekend? Anything, or are you just going to sleep?
What am I watching? Yeah, I got some shit on the agenda. Probably top of the list. I think I'm going to go see the Smurfs.
Oh, you sick bastard! The hell's wrong with you?
Then I'm going to go watch The Zookeeper.
Ah!
And then...
you know!
You're going to be wearing a Cosby sweater while you're doing all this?
I'm going to be twitching.
Oh, fucking Cosby sweater!
Todd's got a copy of Nightmare in there for you. You can watch.
Crazy
Nightmare and a Damaged Brain. You can't get no better than that, buddy.
Have you anybody seen that Attack on Your Block or whatever it is? That fucking turd.
Where's it at?
That British flick with
it's no good.
What's it, Frost? Man, it's like fucking Tales from the Hood or something.
Yo, man, get off my aliens in my hood. You better get off my street.
Well, I heard it was actually pretty good.
But it's British.
It's not good?
Dude, the trailer for it looked fucking horrible.
Yeah, but watch the movie
first.
The
young kid's all hard. Let's get out of my building. Donkey-ass alien. You don't know who the fuck you're fucking with.
I'm like, dude, really? We've infected the fucking British that much.
I sent you a trailer to watch today.
God.
I sent it to you at 5 o'clock this morning.
Hillbilly hoodlums. Now we're cooking.
For anybody that's interested, the trailer for Wrong Turn 4 is now on the internet. Direct-to-video release. Looks beautiful.
I should do a documentary on Harry Perry. Just follow him around for a day.
I just want the cotton candy.
Just put a camera on him, watch him lick an ice cream cone. Eat this ice cream at home with your hair lip.
Okay.
We're going to have a hair lip call into this show and cuss us out.
What the fuck is wrong with your hair lips? I'm a hair lip juggalo. I'm a hair lip juggalo.
Hair lip bowl of jello.
Orange soda dripping off his hair lip.
Whatever fuck with me company.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Trying to whistle through his hair lip.
I'm sick of you people calling. He done pissed off my last good tooth.
Oh, fuck.
What a goobs.
Good times. We got questions from TC.
Oh, jeez.
Let's get those when we come back from break.
Let's get them back when we come back from break.
Because that sounds like a better deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, talking about hair lips and orange soda and juggalos.
We need to get like a sponsorship from Sunkist.
Sunkist.
I don't think they want to be affiliated with juggalos.
Their owner is probably a midget or something.
Maybe Vest Soda is more along to this show. We could get Vest, no problem.
Fanta. They had the best commercials ever, man. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is like commercial crack.
When's break?
In about a minute.
A minute?
I thought we'd play a song to all your fans out there.
Sweet. That's Pete's crowd.
You put a restraining order out yet on that psycho broad?
No reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason.
Man, that's awesome. Guess we're going to break now.
All right, we'll go to break. We'll be back for questions with TC.
That was a hell of a setup. I love that. Hey, we're going
to break now. Little noses, tiny little teeth. They're well, platform shoes.
Shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get, females get jealous. Ooh. 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 Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Music comes on, people start to groove. So come on, Fatso, and bust. You got it. it down for me, fellas. Your best friend Harry has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, 'cause he hired Richard Cheese to be the band. Seriously, we do weddings. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your tiger striped tuxedo. A girl runs up with something to prove. Now you know what to do, she must move. You want it, you got it. You want it, baby, you got it. If you want it, you got it. You want it, baby, just bust.
Like blood, violence, freaks of nature? Well, then come on down to Captain Spaulding's Museum of Monsters and Madmen. Yeah, see the alligator boy. Ride my famous murder ride. Most of all, don't forget to take home some of my tasty fried chicken. Ha-ha! It just tastes so damn good.
You told us you wanted more variety.
All types of music. I love the music. The music.
With less commercials, and we delivered. Jackalope Radio.
Todd, have you seen this video?
I'm afraid to even know what you're talking about.
Get on your computer and go to YouTube.
Oh, no.
Huh?
I can't do it, man.
Yeah, you can.
Scary.
No, it ain't.
Sure you can. They're all just sitting there.
Shit. Are you on YouTube?
No, I'm not.
Go to YouTube.
I'm not going to go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube and punch in retard box bit.
I was looking at the new Superman, which is awesome.
Fuck the new Superman.
It's awesome. It's just like the comic, man. He sure does. You don't know what you're talking about.
Go to YouTube and type in, I am the werewolf.
I am the werewolf.
I am the werewolf. I am the werewolf.
I like to make werewolf movies.
I am the werewolf.
It's a PlayStation 2 advertisement.
No.
No, it's not.
Not the good one.
You'll know it when you see it.
It's called Special Poetry Slam Werewolf.
What the hell is this stuff?
I like werewolves. I like turtles.
What the... Dude,
we need to make that our new intro.
You guys should be ashamed of yourself.
I am the werewolf.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
I am the werewolf.
What the hell? Why did you make me go there? Remember that forever.
Turn it off really fast.
I am the werewolf.
Oh, oh, oh. What was that part?
You think you got
a I am the werewolf.
Oh, we're all going to go to hell.
I don't like vampire movies.
I am a...
You have to play it when we come back from break.
I'm not doing it.
Why not?
It's scaring
play,
me.
Play it. That's your new intro.
I like werewolf like movies.
Go right into that to Sly.
Oh, the full moon. I died.
I like werewolves.
Why did they think it was a good idea?
That's the
Oh, Team Jacob.
That's the target demographic for the Twilight movies.
Where's the werewolf?
Where's the werewolf? Take your shirt off.
How much longer we got till we're back?
about 10 minutes.
We've already been back this whole time.
We've been recording for 10 minutes.
I am the werewolf.
Todd, you need to play that.
Play it.
Get on there and play it, Todd.
It's already too late now.
Oh, no, it ain't. Son of a...
We'll wait.
It's never too late. Play it. Our fans want to hear.
I'm the werewolf. I'm the werewolf.
YouTube.
Todd won't play it. I'm going to have to try.
That's who we need to get as our sponsor.
I don't know if I got enough juice here to push it or not. We'll see.
You can do it. That sound all right? Push the mix. Twilight. Yay.
I like to make werewolf movies.
Werewolf. Werewolf. Werewolf.
Werewolves like to howl.
Oh, you're going to hell.
Fuck, that one dude's got a killer voice, man.
The dude with the squawk
box? What's the name of that band with the guy that does all the death metal?
There's a lot of those, Tim.
You probably never watched it on YouTube.
I don't know.
The band members got him out singing the songs out on the sidewalk, and the people come out because he thinks he's making fun of him. He's singing Cannibal Corpse.
Bears.
Oh, God. Now you're going to hell. Now you're going to hell.
Oh, but.
Honey Badger doesn't give a shit.
I can't hear it.
You don't want to hear it, man.
Hold it up to the window so Todd can see.
You don't want to hear it.
What the hell?
It's the kid that played Yoda.
Oh. That old dude's cool though. He looks like Eddie Munster.
My body.
My body. I have a very dark body.
Oh, I'm gonna do TC's list.
TC,
my belly hurts.
TC, your project for the week is to go on YouTube and find
the werewolf.
I love werewolves.
TC's theme song is playing, ladies and gentlemen. What are we doing? Has he got some questions this week?
Yeah.
Do it.
What are you trying to torture me for?
Last week.
Look at
the scepter.
What is that?
No, it's he likes beer.
I like beer.
It's good for you.
I like beer.
Oh, questions. TC's question. Okay, here we go.
Dumplings.
The theme of the abortion. He watched Dumplings.
Let's set it up for a second.
I like werewolf movies.
I like abortion.
Yay!
Abortion. Not good.
I am the product of an abortion.
I like abortion movies. Yay!
Well, hangers just for you, little kids.
Oh, he watched Dumplings.
Dumplings. Tekashki.
It's a good one.
Tekashki. The eggs, man. Them duck eggs. Fuck.
You like eggs.
I tried one, man.
You like those fucking eggs in the fucking...
pickled egg.
Cold storage where they're sucking the...
Oh.
Sucking the yolk with the straw.
I'm an egg eater too, man. That fucking scene got me going.
So what are these questions here?
Oh, the theme of abortion is or seems to be prevalent in Asian horror, even though the issue is just as much as a hot button issue in Asia as it is here in the U.S. Why are American filmmakers less willing to take on this subject than their Asian counterparts, even when Asian filmmakers face more consequences. Because over here, they blow the shit out of you.
You don't go fucked up.
I don't know.
I think it's just a taboo subject, and sometimes, especially when they're trying to push the envelope, I think that's what they do.
Very well said, Todd.
I think so. I mean, honestly, because I really don't see that many Asian movies with it in there, but you know.
Golf clap.
You're such a turd.
I like werewolves.
I got like, I don't know, like 2,700 Asian films in my house. I don't really see
that
many.
Are they all about abortion?
No, that's the point. There's very few. Sick. There are some. And usually the abortions come back and kick somebody's ass or they haunt somebody.
How many of them have corpse-painted ghost kids in them?
A lot.
Okay.
Some of them are corpse-painted ghost kids who were abortions.
Wow.
That's special.
I like
where isn't that a hot box issue? Hot button issue.
Yeah, true. I mean, but hot button. I'm sure Germany's fine.
Oh! I like werewolves.
Freaky Deaky Dutch in here says she can speak Dutch.
What? I got your Dutch right.
Question number two.
Little Danny Dutch.
The theme of beauty, youth, and sexual vitality.
At vitality.
No, it says validity here. I misread it again.
Oh, God.
At any cost in the movie could easily be a mirror of our own culture.
Man, he is fucking dissecting this movie. All I seen is little fucking turds hanging around on the flat top getting chopped up and put in a salad with some spinach leaves.
All I
seen was duck legs.
Sausage fingers and duck legs.
Do you think this is a critique of our own culture's obsession with the same, or do you think it could be considered, oh, fuck, he lost me on this one.
I think he just got hired and fuck and watched some old.
I think he's just reading other people's reviews on fucking Amazon, and he's just going through and picking out the good ones.
Ah, come on now.
Nah, I'm just joking.
We're just playing.
He's the only guy that sent this question.
We're just
please playing. Don't hate them, TC.
We're just playing.
Dumplings, while shocking, also is one of the few movies of the modern horror era that uses shock to make much-needed criticisms about society. Back in the 70s, American directors used horror movies to do this routinely until the mid-80s. Why do you think this trend seemed to die out in American horror? What do you think it will even make a comeback?
Have you seen the people going to horror films today? It's the MTV generation, baby. Yeah. They can't figure out how to open up a peanut.
That's what I've been preaching the whole time.
Watch I Love Werewolves, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about modern moviegoers.
I love werewolves. Where's
the topless warehouse boys?
And that's why they're cutting everything for PG-13, even things that should never be cut.
Insidious.
It's just nuts.
Because they want that preteen dollar.
That's all right. They can keep pumping out them Wrong Turn 4s.
Yeah, but we never see them in the theater anymore.
Put them direct. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
I got a TV big enough for two. Is it story time?
Story time.
I like story time.
Story time.
What are you shooting for?
I know. What the hell's that going on?
I'm shaking.
You shaking your booty?
No, I'm shaking movie titles. We get to draw the movie title that we're going to be doing commentary.
We should let Amanda draw it.
Amanda?
Yep, Amanda.
I don't know, though. She's got those fucking magical skills from playing all that World of Warcraft.
She could work her magic.
It might end up being purple. Now, you know, that's what we could do.
Purple rain.
We have a little second life.
Purple rain.
Her prowess as a 12th level mage and dungeon master.
She could make us watch Fraggle Rock for 2 days. Down at Fraggle Rock.
Down at Fraggle Rock.
I knew people that looked like those people.
I work with people that look like those people. Amanda, get in here.
Amanda, come on down.
You've been selected.
You're the next contestant on Second Life.
Come on down.
I'm a 13th level vampire.
Don't make me get my cloak of invincibility.
She's making skins, guys. She's now. You guys are disturbing her.
You're fucking up my avatar skin.
She's trying to have some avatar skills for a second.
Use your skills.
You get to pick a movie.
Oh,
pick
boy.
A movie.
Hey. I never get to pick anything.
Do it.
Okay.
What is this thing?
Eeny, meeny.
Pick one.
That's a tic-tacker. Oh, it smells like.
That's what I got.
Why the hell she got a smell? Now you know why nobody picks her to pick anything.
That's actually the thing that the doctor gave me for the stool sample I had to take. So I had to wash it out with bleach several times.
We ride it through the washer.
And you just stuck your nose in it. Smells like my ass. Well, hang on. Let me mix them up a little bit. Jesus Christ, sir.
I'm excited. I never
All right. Are we ready?
I want that one right there.
Are we ready? Here we go. Right here we go. Ready? All right. Pick one. Right there. Drum roll.
That one right there on the left.
I need a drum roll. There's one over here, too. I'm throwing it.
I like werewolf.
Okay.
Just pick one, for fuck's sake.
It's only a one-hour show. Here, I'll read it. I'll read it.
I want
to read it.
No, she gets to read it.
No, I'm reading it.
Come on. She has to read it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Here, you read it.
Yay, I get to read it.
Here we go.
I don't read anything. It says...
And this is why she's not allowed to do anything.
Oh my god, this is my favorite movie. I used to play this song.
What?
No, I used to play this song on the keyboard
what is
to
it?
Creep my mom out because it's really easy.
What song is it?
Halloween 3.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
So it looks like our movie for our live commentary will be Halloween 3.
I'll bring my keyboard.
Season of the Witch.
Thrill me.
It wasn't Thrill Me wasn't in that. It was in fucking Night of the Creeps.
Tom was in it.
Your quote's right.
I'll throw quotes around however I like.
You go sit in the goddamn corner.
Get your bugs out of your mouth, you bastard. Werewolf.
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. In a world.
And we'll play the commercial the whole time we're fucking watching it.
Yes, it's. Do you know the song? You know the song? You know how it goes?
Nope.
I think it goes like, now it's time for. I think it's ain't it. Now it's time for
Todd
Halloween.
Todd knows. He'll sing it.
Pull it up on YouTube, Todd.
Sing it in black metal.
What in the world?
Silver Shamrock, the fucking theme in Halloween 3.
I know you want me to sing it for you, but.
No, don't want you to sing it.
I'll play the music and you sing it.
Wow.
It is time, kiddies.
8 more days till Halloween.
Put on your mask.
See, I told you.
8 more days till Halloween.
Put on your mask, kiddies.
6 more days till Halloween.
That was uncalled for.
You know what's uncalled for? Listen to this.
I like werewolf.
The bloody disgusting selects that they were putting out in theaters all over the country on Wednesdays and Fridays at midnight. They have stopped doing it as of now with two movies. One's called Atrocious and one's called Cold Fish, the new Sion Sono movie.
Oh, man, that Cold Fish looks awesome.
It does. And you know what? Out of all of them, they're not going to play those in Kansas City. They have decided to quit doing it in Kansas City now.
Why?
Because they're a bunch of freaking idiots, man. They're a bunch of a-holes. They probably had churches down there picketing.
No,
this town needs an enema. An enema!
Why would a church even fucking care?
Because it might open a mind or two.
Oh my god.
God forbid. Lick a plate, you dog dicks!
I'm gonna go to the next church seminar on Sunday and just picket it.
That's what I wanna do.
What are you gonna do?
So, are we done with TC's questions?
Yes.
Really?
Shh.
Crank it up there. Put it up to the
put
thing.
It up. Crank it.
Ah!
Uh-oh.
Damn, no talent,
boy.
Son of a bastard.
We're a bunch of fucking hacks around here!
Hold on.
If you're going to play it, put it up there. God damn it.
There it is.
What's something wrong with you?
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking.
So
be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon.
We'll have to wear the mask the whole time we review it, too.
Tim has a call.
That's awesome.
Just talk.
You should tell him, hey, dudes, we're only in the middle of a show.
Hello.
Thanks for doing that.
Who? This is him. Yep, this is him. What are you doing?
Scared shitless, Dad.
Okay.
Probably wants a cracker.
I will do it. Bye. Love you.
Aww.
Golf clap.
Oh, that's awesome. And that was live on the air.
She goes,
that's
how do you make cooler. The slow-mo go into effect for watching The Exorcist when the split pee happens? I said, well, you take your remote and you grind it down.
We got this one, too. This one's a good one.
Oh, Lord.
Silver Shamrock.
I need to make that my ringer. Ringer time, ringer time.
kid.
One of the big Halloween three. That's right, three horrific masks to choose from. They're fun. They're frightening.
They're fun. They're frightening. What the?
They look like your mama's ass.
Remember to watch the horror-thon at midnight.
That's going to be fun. I love that movie.
Why don't they play? That would be a good one on the big screen.
Man, you know, I'm so glad you guys are who you are because everybody else hates that movie, and I just absolutely loved it.
That movie's awesome.
Yep. It's become my favorite of that whole...
Every time I meet somebody who don't like that movie, I sock them in the fucking eye.
Awesome.
You're a dill hole.
All I ever hear is, oh, Michael Myers isn't in that. Well, no, that's kind of why I like it.
You know, I'll take that movie over any fucking Halloween with Michael Myers in it any day.
Yeah.
Well, except the first one. That's great.
I don't even know about that, really.
I do. I love that first one. But I got to tell you, and I even like the second one, but after that, I'm done. But I got to tell you, that fourth one, what was up with that damn mask? That mask looked horrible.
Turds.
It's worse than what you buy at Spencer's.
I wish Rob would remake the third one and just have the white horse with a mask on.
Couldn't do that. Are you,
Mr. Ed singing the commercial the whole show.
Couldn't do that because Sherry Moon would be singing
Halloween,
it.
One more days, Kim. Come on down.
Sherry Moon would sing it like Betty Boop. That'd be.
Oh, God.
That's what would happen.
6 more days to Halloween. Silver Shamrock.
It'd all just be fucking dolphin squeaks.
And all the masks would be the total skull masks.
Total skull.
Total skull.
Total skull.
There's nothing more total. Skullage.
Total skull.
Chinese dumpling.
Look at these.
It's all terrifying. Well, TC, I hope we answered your questions.
Wait, I don't know. What?
I hope we answered TC's question.
Miss Zombie's on the line. What do you think? What do you think there, Sherry? Sherry Moon? Miss Zombie? Oh. There she is. She's talking.
I like werewolves.
Oh, Sherry.
What a dumbass.
That's too frightening. It's too frightening. What else we got on the agenda tonight, Griff? Damn. Yeah,
not a whole lot of anything, really.
Uh-oh.
That's why we're surfing.
We're watching YouTube. I'm trying to get some Sherry Moon interviews. Goddamn people got to talk during the dolphin show.
Shut your bile.
Quit fucking talking during the dolphin show.
Dolly the dolphin.
Cocksuckers.
Our new attraction at Dolly World is the new Dolly Dolphin with big glass implants.
Oh, Lord.
What the hell?
She's talking. Somebody fucking talking. Can't you just get
just
fucking
punch in
dolphin
fucking
sound
punch
effects?
Punch in flipper trailer. Shit,
damn,
man.
Amanda. What? Fucking, fucking hairs and shit everywhere in here.
There's hair in my lemonade.
It's all from Second Life.
Oh.
Shut up.
That's a big long hair.
Your avatar skins.
Avatar skins. Come on. Oh, I just remembered something.
Uh-oh,
avatar skins.
What the? Goodie bag.
Yeah, no
vintage
skin
stock,
people.
Baby.
Oh, boy.
Vintage fucking stock.
What'd you get? Somebody told me.
I got a piece of skin.
Oh, my God.
A flap.
A piece of skin.
That's the Flintstones?
And another piece of skin.
Oh, little flap.
God, that's.
And
is it? Could it be?
A hand buzzsaw.
Could it be? Could it really
be? That's a carving
be?
Knife.
$3
Could it really be?
$3 Look at that.
Oh my God.
Leatherface figure.
Which one is that? Who made that one?
Part two.
This is part two.
Film Fanatics. The
Movie Maniacs.
Movie Maniacs.
Yeah, the Movie Maniacs series. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Oh. And, nice. And the icing on the cake, LG's face skin.
LG.
Oh, LG.
LG's face skin.
LG done took the skin.
Oh,
right
darling.
The hell off.
Yeah, $3, baby.
LG.
Come on. Look at that, $3. That awesome?
That is a great $3. I put that on the hood of my pickup truck.
Look at that son of a bitch in all of its glory.
Don't mess with Texas.
Fuck no.
I think you guys contributed to Pete's attack last week, by the way, because you guys had that show where you were talking about trait two midgets, and then all of a sudden Pete got attacked for hating midgets.
We did not.
You talk about no attack.
What the hell are you talking about trait tubes?
When did
and
we...
now you're going to get retard attacks for Pete.
Yeah.
Why?
All these people are going to go after Pete, man.
I'm surprised. Hey, between them retards and them sausage fingers, I don't know how they even dial the numbers.
Oh!
Hi.
I'm not laughing at you.
Oh,
what?
I'm laughing with you.
What's a seven?
My big, fat, pudgy finger won't push it on my phone.
Look at that. That's, oh, just, that's just beautiful.
Hi, my name's Leatherface.
Look at the boots, black boots.
Man, check him out. He's getting pretty excited about this action figure.
I'm all done did skin your flesh there, boy.
$3.
$3 damn dollars.
I know, he's mean to
me. $3 is fucking worth the little fucking skin face.
That's worth the electric knifer, the carver.
He called it a buzzsaw. Wasn't that awesome?
A buzzsaw.
What they call it. Sound like a buzzsaw.
They call it a sling blade.
What do we do? I don't know. I just put the end flap over the over flapper.
I put the end there.
Just went dead air.
Didn't have no dead air.
My ding-a-long ding-a-long.
Can't have no dead air, darling. Can't do it.
Bet you don't know what they was playing on the radio.
On the radio?
On K Oklahoma.
Oh, they were playing that Lefty Request record.
No, no, the song.
Well, which one?
They was playing Timbuk 3.
Ah.
Was the
Future
name
So Bright.
Gotta Wear Shades.
Gotta Wear Shades.
Yeah.
And then the one, wouldn't it go to In God of
You're My Fave.
No. In the God of DeVita was the song that Chop Top wanted him to play.
I know, it was great.
Yeah, in the God of DeVita, baby.
In DeVita to Gotta.
How many people did Timbuk 3 have to fucking blow to get put on that soundtrack?
Exactly.
Because they sucked.
They always did.
Bright lights and big titties. I don't want to hear it. I want to see it. Bright lights and big titties.
You're my fave and all, but can you play that Lefty Request record?
Rambo 3 soundtrack.
Yeah, the Rambo 3 soundtrack. You go like, run, run, oh, run, run.
I love that part.
Oh, let's get Skinny Mike on the horn.
That's funny.
He's probably asleep. Oh, 2 minutes.
Get up to your microphone, damn it. This is radio.
Mike never sleeps.
Stretching the leg.
Damn it, man.
My leg was cramping.
Uh-oh. Sounds personal.
He's uncoiling the tripod.
I'm uncoiling the snake. Somebody's about to go on a safari ride down in Anaconda Lane.
Two.
Anaconda Avenue.
Hey, we got an award.
Do we?
Because we're the only ones using the forums.
That's awesome.
You know what that means?
What do you mean? What award?
That means that they can go to our forums page and they can find new information being posted about the show.
I'll be damned. I thought everybody was
It's real easy
forum.
To go to the forums, man. All you got to do is go to jackaloperadio.com, click forums, and go talk to your favorite shows.
That's what we do.
It's not hard.
We're on there every day.
Yeah.
We're on posting there all
stuff.
The time.
You post it?
I'm just getting ready to post new stuff about Arrow Films releases coming out.
We just gave away $25,000 yesterday.
You dirty bastard.
You know, just because we can.
Yep, and I won it. You know why? Because nobody fucking wrote in to claim it.
But we put it, and then they didn't come, so we took it.
We're going to have some giveaways that
I'm posting
on there.
We put it, and then we took it.
Works out.
I'm posting some giveaways on.
We're posting right. We're on the message boards right now.
We are on there right now.
We're gonna we are going to have giveaways, and the only way you can get the giveaways is to go to the forums at jackaloperadio.com. You damn
click on the forum.
They can also,
forum goers.
Also find us on YouTube.
Or if you want to call us at 310-928-7857.
Man, that sounds terrible. Throw that thing away. It's messing up everything.
Yeah, it's fucking the whole system up. I like werewolves.
Breaking it down.
I guess we'll have to wait till next week.
You are out of time, bitches.
Bye.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your love in starts. Jitterbug into my brain. Goes to bang, bang, bang. Till my feet do the same. But something's bugging. Something ain't right. My best friend told me what to do. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me
to win. Seven holy paths to hell and your trip begins. Seven downward slopes, seven bloodied hopes, seven are your burning fire.